The West Virginia Board of Education voted Thursday to amend the state's proposed science standards relating to climate change lessons in the classroom. The change comes after a controversial statement by one board member, which led to a public review of the standards. State Board Member Wade Linger said during a December meeting that he did not believe human influence on the changing climate was a, quote, foregone conclusion. The board agreed during that meeting to put the standards on a 30-day public comment period beginning in January, instead of making changes. The results of that comment period, which ended on February 17th, were presented to the board Thursday.
Over 7,000 comments were received.
Robin Sizemore is the State Department of Education's science coordinator in the Office of Secondary Learning. She told the board that of the 7,000 comments received, nearly 6,500 of those spoke in favor of the science standards as written. Those included favorable comments from the West Virginia Science Teachers Association, the group that helped adapt the next generation science standards to be West Virginia specific. Joe Hendricks is a member of the WVSTA Executive Board and spoke to the Board of Education Wednesday.
Fidelity to the language of the next generation science standards is necessary to keep the scientific integrity of the standard, since the wording reflects many hours of edits and arguments. We recommend you adopt the standards as written.
Despite the recommendations of science teachers and professors in West Virginia and the comments received, state board members voted 6-2 Thursday to amend the standards. Those amendments were presented by board member Linger.
There's clearly overwhelming support for the overall standards. However, I think it would be wrong to ignore the comments that were in favor of a little more open, diverse view of science.
Linger proposed three amendments to the board. The first moved a sentence from the body of the standards to the introduction to emphasize the development of skills to distinguish between opposing claims. The State Department proposed a similar amendment to the board earlier in the meeting. The second changed language in one standard to be specific to a change in global temperature rather than a rise. And the third amendment added natural forces to the list of possible causes for the changing climate.
I wanted to see the changes so that the students in West Virginia in their science classes have an opportunity to follow the data and go where it takes them.
Linger says the changes are meant to allow students to draw their own conclusions about climate change and the factors that are contributing to it. Again, Robin Sizemore.
The result of that change would mean that West Virginia would not be recognized as a next generation of science standards state.
Sizemore spoke specifically to one proposed amendment, the amendment directing students to look at the change in global temperatures rather than a rise. She says the content objective calls for students to look at collective data and recognize the upward trend of global temperatures. But changing the language changes the substance of the standard. And that's why Board President Gail Manchin says she personally could not vote for the amendments.
I supported the standards as written by our science teachers in West Virginia and as approved by the National Academy of Science. And that if any changes were made that affected that content in any way, I would not feel I could support it.
She was joined in her nay vote by Dr. William White, who also cited the substantive changes in the single standard as his objection. Despite the approved amendments and her disapproval of them, President Manchin says she does not believe they will have a significant impact on West Virginia students. They will only broaden the scope of information presented in the classroom. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.